After securing three number one singles and releasing three albums, including a spot on the Eurovision stage, I'm delighted to be joined at Talk Radio by the man who has stopped singing in blue to walking on the thin blue line as DS Ryan Knight in Hollyoaks. It's actor Duncan James. Hello, Duncan.
Hello.
For the past 6 months, you've been at Hollyoaks. How's that been for you?
It's been great, actually. Yeah, it's nice to go from one family to another, and they are a real family at Hollyoaks. All the cast, all the crew, everybody, from the minute you walk in and you're having your hair and makeup done, everybody's just so lovely, and it is like being part of a family.
Well, to kind of celebrate those 6 months, you've been nominated for Best Newcomer at the National Television Awards. How did you feel when you found out?
I was absolutely thrilled to be nominated for Best Newcomer at the NTAs, because a huge, prestigious award show, and it's just really nice to be up for something that isn't to do with blue. I've never won anything on my own. It's really nice. I mean, I've got a couple of Brit Awards under my belt with blue, but I haven't got an NTA, so yeah, I'd love one.
So let's turn to Hollyoaks now. We know that you've cheated on Amy Bonds. We've seen that. You cheated on her with Mercedes McQueen, and John Paul knows, Steve knows, and Harry knows. Is there a chance that Amy's now going to find out?
Basically, Ryan is about to have his birthday, and Amy throws Ryan a surprise birthday party, and everybody's there, including Mercedes. It's going to go down because Amy finds out about the video, and yeah, it's that classic soap opera television moment where it all kicks off.
Well, it's going to kind of kick off even more, because we know in the winter trailer that Amy's going to die at some point soon. What can you tell us about this storyline?
We've obviously known for a long, long, long time that Amy was going to be killed off. She's known about it, and, you know, we've all known about it, and we've been building up to this moment for a long time. And it's going to be very sad, because I've actually become very close to the girl that plays Amy. She's called Ashley. And she's a great girl, really lovely, and I'm going to really miss her, because she's been like my little on-screen wife.
Well, what they've done nicely is they've linked you to DS Thorpe last week, which I was actually shocked about, and more happy that he was back on the show.
Yeah, I'm actually filming a lot of stuff with him at the moment, and he's such a lovely man. I really, really, really like working with him. And all the cast, actually, they're so lovely there, and really professional, and it's just such a great, like I said, family environment. All the actors and all the crew, they're just wonderful. So I do feel blessed to be working with all these amazing people.
Well, last year you injured your back and you were off filming, and, you know, you were really injured. How are you feeling now? How's the back now?
Yeah, my back, unfortunately, is something that is going to affect me for the rest of my life. Anyone who's had major spinal surgery will know that it's not great. And I'm still left partially numb down my left side because of it. And I'm hoping that I'll get a feeling back at some point in my life. But it's with nerve damage, it's just a matter of time. There is no time frame for it to kind of wake up. You just have to wait until your body decides to wake that nerve up and get feeling again. But last year was a really tough year for me, mentally and physically. And going from a healthy, strong lad who loved going to the gym and loved being very active in his life to, you know, being almost paralyzed was a really horrible experience, and having to hobble around on a walking stick and realizing that I can't do the everyday life things that we take for granted. So it was a big wake-up call.
So what are those type of things that you used to take for granted that you can't do anymore?
Well, like running, I can't run anymore. I used to love going to the gym and going on a treadmill and having a run. Or, you know, even now I can't run. Unfortunately, my leg won't allow it because of my back. I hobble along. But I'll be in trouble if somebody tries to mug me. I couldn't get away.
And finally, have you got any plans to reunite with Blue this year?
Well, funnily enough, me and the boys just did a gig last weekend in Berlin. We were headlining the Berlin Fashion Week, which was an amazing event. And we've got lots more gigs coming up with Blue. In fact, we've got one coming up just over a week's time. We're doing a Valentine's gig in Lithuania. And we've got some plans to be doing some big stuff in the UK toward the end of this year. We've got something happening, which is really exciting, but we're not allowed to talk about it because we've been embargoed. But it's something that's going to be happening at the end of the year, which we're really excited about. And next year, we've got more planning and some touring and potential new music. So Blue is very much still active and still there, and it's something that we all really love doing, and it's they're great boys.
And if your back gets better, will we see you in high heels again?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would potentially love to do my role in Priscilla again. I really thoroughly enjoyed playing Tick, Mitzi Mitosis. It was just one of the most exciting and fun shows I've ever been a part of. And I loved the whole liberating feel of dressing up as a woman in heels and, well, a man in a dress. It was more Tick style. But I loved that. And I loved that whole kind of... that whole vibe of it was really good. I wasn't, you know, pretending to be a woman. I was being a man in a dress, and it was great fun to play that part.
Well, what was your technique to kind of get that perfect strut for you?
Actually, Bonnie Langford taught me how to walk in heels and how to bevel, and she was teaching me little tips of how to make myself look more feminine in my way, because I'm quite a big boy. So it was... I was very appreciative of some tips from Miss Bonnie Langford, because, you know, you can't get more fabulous than her.
Thanks, Duncan. I look forward to seeing you down at the O2 Arena on Wednesday night as I report from the red carpet. There's still time to vote for Duncan to win Best Newcomer at the NTAs by going to nationaltvawards.com/vote. And Hollyoaks continues each night at 7 p.m. on E4.